portion of scripture that I'd like to share with you this morning. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them. And he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold the forgiveness from any, it is withheld." So far, God's word for our consideration, for our strength and nourishment this day and always. You've probably heard it before. "Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Amen. You've heard that at the end of the sermon. You've heard the peace that God has for us. In the Greek, the word is eirene. Eirene. Peace that is over all the land. Peace that is over all God's people. But it seems to be difficult in our lives, doesn't it? We are not living in a very peaceful world. We have the fighting going on in Gaza. We have the fighting going on in the streets of the United States of America. We have people killing each other. We have drugs being shared with others in our grand country. We have so much violence that it seems that when we turn on the TV, we expect to hear violence. Or if we turn on our computer, we expect to read about all the violence that is around us. We never once think about ourselves. We think we're good, we're upright, and we're faithful servants of God. And yet, we tend to continue to sin against God, to sin against one another, to put God's word away because it has no relevance in our lives, in this life. We tend to look on others as servants, not as children of God. We tend to be sinful and follow our sinful ways. As Paul says in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, "The very thing I hate and wish not to do, I do." And so Paul was referring to sin. That we follow sin. We rebel against God. We push his peace away from us. You see, we kind of say it's okay because that peace that Jesus spoke was to his disciples in the upper room for fear of the Jews. To say, "Eirene, peace be with you." That was not peace for us. But I've got a secret, brothers and sisters in Christ. That peace is definitely for us. That peace is there for us from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 week past that grand celebration of Easter, we are still given God's peace in Jesus. He comes and he stands in the midst of our lives. The midst of our lives that have seen and felt things going wrong in our life. And we get to the point of what else is going to go wrong this year? And we don't listen to God and Jesus saying, "Peace be with you." The word of peace is to settle our lives. You know, the world that we live in, the counselors that come to us say, you know, if you just sit by a small little brook and you can hear the water coming down over the rocks and close your eyes and you will have peace. Or go walk out in the woods and hear the birds chirping and hear all of that nature, and you will have peace. It's fine and good, but it doesn't bring peace to our soul. The peace that God gives in Jesus brings peace to our soul, brings peace to our lives, brings us back together with Christ and God. You see, our sin divides us from God Himself. I don't know if I shared it with Jared and Justin, but as we look at our lives, and as God created us, there's two circles, and we can use us and God, us in one circle and God in the other circle. He created us, so those circles overlap. But guess what? Sin came into the world, and the devil loves sin. He loves to divide people, so the wedge of sin comes right down into those circles and pushes the circles away. I want you to think about that illustration, because that's what sin does. The sin of I am good, the sin of pride and envy, the sin of jealousy, the sin of despair, the sin of disdain upon other people of our country. Just think about that. We need peace. We don't need a peace that is forged over a table. We don't need a peace that is signed by presidents. We don't need a peace that's signed by secretaries of state. We don't need a peace that is signed by people that are over the table and immediately they leave the table and they start killing the other people. That's not the peace that we're given. We are given the peace of Jesus Christ. And that peace lifts us up. That peace encourages us. That peace is God-given in Jesus Christ. He stands in the midst of our lives and He says, "Peace be with you." We don't turn our heads and say, "Oh yeah, right." This peace is a lifelong peace. This peace is forged on Calvary with Christ on the cross, His hands nailed to that post that is sticking up. Christ is nailed to that cross. And as we see Christ in the blood that He is shedding, God is giving us peace. A peace for our soul to know that even as sinners, even as those rebellious children of God, God pushes away our sin. For Jesus Christ's sake. He says through the psalmist, "As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me." And in Jeremiah, he says, "I will remember their sins no more." What happens in our lives? Think about it, husbands and wives. When we've had arguments, oh yes, we have arguments. We have harsh words. And any husband or wife that comes up to me and says, "Oh, we don't have any of that." That's sinful, because you do. And it's because of sin. Sin lives in your heart and life. And what happens when we have a little harsh word with one another, or an argument, or something like that? We tend to bring everything up, don't we? And we continue to dump it into that big pile in front of us. Well, you see, that big pile of sin God did away with in Jesus. God caused, God damned Jesus on the cross for you and for me. God turned His back on Jesus on that cross for you and me, to give us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. The one man that we couldn't be, and the one man, Jesus. It's hard to comprehend the Godhead. It's hard to comprehend that there's one God, but three persons. It's hard to comprehend how God can divide himself and create and save and build up and encourage and make holy. This is a gracious God. And this is a God through Jesus Christ who gives us peace, who gives us a reine, even if there is strife, even if we're confused and bewildered, even if we turn our backs on God. God doesn't turn his back on us. He keeps coming to us. He keeps lifting us up. He keeps joining people together in a congregation to support, encourage, and build up through that one word of peace. I want you to think about this, that Jesus came and stood in the midst of the disciples in the upper room. The doors were locked, the windows were shut. And scripture says, for the fear of the Jews. Well, it was basically for the fear of the Jewish leaders. They were afraid that they'd come break down the doors and take each and every one of those disciples off and kill them. But it didn't stop Jesus. Jesus stood among them. And he said, peace be with you. And he comes to us in our doubts, in our fears, in our anxious worries. And he says, peace be with you. And then he says something interesting. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. He's sending each and every one of us into this grand world to speak words of peace. Not earthly peace, but spiritual, heavenly peace. Because God gives us the strength. God gives us the words to speak. A century ago, British preacher C.H. Spurgeon was reflecting on this text, marveling at the power of Jesus to move us from indecision to confession, and from confession to action. And he wrote, many a believer lives in the cottage of doubt when he might live in the mansion of faith. I want you to think about those words, that yes, we have doubts. Yes, we have indecision. But yes, we have confession. We have faith in Christ because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're living in the mansion, in Christ's mansion, with the strength that he gives to us, that we can do all things through him who gives me strength. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.